your doctor recommended regular dose of conspiracy theory.
Exactly, yeah. Now we get to the root of it.
It is entertaining.
Two years. And find something that might
be. Anybody got in there after the planes hit.
Stand up and fight back.
That other than the government story.
Negotiated with Iran to hold release of the hostages.
J. Edgar Hoover and...
Welcome to the ATS Review from AboveTopSecret.com.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. Giving marching orders to the Tinfoil Hat Brigade for 7 years.
It is Sunday, October 8, 2006, and this is number 4.
And this is the Skeptic Overlord with my partner Springer way over there on the other end of Skype. We have a big show as always ready in store for you tonight. We're going to get into a little bit from the business office and what's happening right now on ATS, a look at some recent podcasts, and something from the mind of Springer. We all shudder at that. And then also what the Overlord thinks. And it's Simon's birthday.
Recommended by 4 out of 5 extraterrestrials.
Are we really here?
Who knows? We'll find out.
We will, won't we? Share with them what we've gone through.
It's just been hell. It's been misery. It's been a nightmare.
It's technology, man. It's just not up to your standards
of
operational excellence.
When you live on the cutting edge, riding the envelope for all it's worth, you're going to get bloody.
You bleed. That's why it's called the bleeding edge. But here we are. What do we got? What are you drinking?
Well, first, in honor of Simon's birthday, which is today, I thought I would pick
happy
a nice
birthday
UK
to you. Well, you got to sing too, man. It was requested.
No, I don't sing.
See, Simon, nobody loves you but me, baby.
I'm drinking Fuller's ESB, which is a nice UK ale. ESB stands for Extra Special Bitter.
Nice.
And are you, with the usual...
In honor of Simon's birthday, I have to admit, I am drinking Maker's Mark with a wee splash of Coke. Something special.
You could have had, gin and tonic or something.
Ew! Drank those when I was young, and I could handle the morning after.
Okay.
Dear God, what is this?
Trouble.
This is 4.9, isn't it?
Yeah, you see, the whole theory is I'd rather spend 5 hours of agony preparing the technology for a live show than 1 hour of post-production.
Absolutely. And I'm with you because, why do something after you've already done it? I mean,
That's right.
Have to fool with it again?
So we forget about this live, start to finish, hell or high water, and there's been a lot of hell and not much high water.
But we're aiming for it tonight.
Okay. So, are we going to get right into it then?
Let's go.
All right, let's go for it.
Now, what's happening in the business office?
Well, since Springer doesn't do a whole lot in the business office, I think I'm just going to kick in here and take over and see if we can get something done.
Yeah.
Kick the chairs around. Blow
get out of my engine room.
A quick look at September's statistics seem to be a good thing to cover in the podcast.
People love that.
Don't you love the statistics? Numbers.
Yes.
Numbers. Big numbers.
What
September
weird domains, too.
I'm sorry, say that again?
How about the weird domains that are snooping in on us? We've got to get that, too.
Yeah, we'll cover the weird domains.
Nice.
Yes, we will. Just a footnote before we get into this. The statistics we're running are Google Analytics, which a lot of members saw some nefarious plot in getting Google involved there. But actually, it turns out to be a very accurate way to measure just the real pages and just human visitors to real pages. So these numbers are the most accurate we've ever had. And
they're honest.
They're honest, yes, and accurate. Just shy of 1 million visitors for September at 940,000 and 4.4 million total page views. And just over 4,291 unique, different domains are linking to Above Top Secret. That's a hell of a lot of links. We've had visitors from 200 unique countries, over 15,000 unique domains, and about 56% of all visitors for the month of September were first-time visitors. Looking at 65,000 different pages. That's different unique pages on ATS. And well more than half spent an average of 10 minutes on the site.
Wow.
So that's pretty good so far. The number one content page. What would you think it is, Mr. Springer? Give a wild guess.
Oh, it's got to be the homepage.
Oh, no. I said content page.
Oh, come on, content pay attention. Page. Get up to that's got to be John Lear's Moon Pictures.
No, it's not.
John, you need to get to work for
us. It's always the number one page. I'll give you a hint.
No. No. Not that thing with the Pentagon.
Not the cat herder thread.
Not that one.
Yes, it is.
It can't be.
No. Well, it is. So, what do you know?
Well, you know what, though? That is such a... That is going to... After you and I are long dead and gone, that page will still be an internet legend.
It's possible. You know what? I think that thread is actually what's going to cause the birth of Skynet and Judgment Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be back. Cat herder needs me.
So following that, the aliens and UFO forum came in number two. Breaking news, NASA tracking an object near the space shuttle. That came in third. The War on Terrorism forum is fourth. The new 9/11 mysteries video was fifth. And coming in number six is your favorite thread, John Lear's Moon Photos.
Hello, nurse.
Quick look at the podcasts. We had, get this, podcasting is still alive on ATS. We had, before I get to the podcasts, total bandwidth that ATS served in September, 1.9 terabytes.
Terabytes?
That's almost 2,000 gigabytes.
Wow.
That's a lot of
remember when we were doing 19, 20 gigabytes and we were excited about it.
Yeah, and that was exceeding the capacity of Simon's.
We are banging 2 terabytes in podcasts?
No, that's total bandwidth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, before I get to podcasting. Okay, now gotcha. We're on podcast.
Gotcha.
And podcasts are no slouch. In September, 225 gigabytes.
Wow.
12,146 unique listeners and 86,771 podcast downloads.
We need a cheer queued up right now. That's awesome.
12,146 unique listeners.
That's awesome. That really is. I mean, you know, Dave Rabbit, our buddy, who we'll talk a little bit more about later. But Dave Rabbit is really hot on this Podomatic thing. And next week, we really, between one or either you or I, need to go find out how much bandwidth Podomatic is downloading total for their whole network and compare that to what we're doing with just, you know, our little living room and you know, in cyberspace. I bet we can compete with them.
I don't think so. You'd be surprised.
I bet we can. I mean, I look at the total numbers on there, and they're just not that far ahead of us.
Now, let's look at some of the weird domains that visit ATS. Actually, not weird, but perhaps maybe scary.
Interesting.
Topping the interesting domains is the Air Force, with 1,759 visits in September. And the Army came in at 1,036, the Navy at 105, the Coast Guard at 87, the Pentagon at 54. CENTCOM had 20 visits. Stratcom.mil, 12 visits. And there's one other here that had one visit that was really bizarre. DARPA. Wow. I'm disappointed that DARPA only sent us two visitors.
You know what? When you're DARPA, you don't need many because you got right. All the juice.
They probably sucked down the whole site in those two
visits.
Sure. I can't find the other one that was interesting. We'll find it some other time. Now, the .gov visitors. NASA.gov, they're always our top .gov visitor.
Yeah.
268. The veterans.
Well, they're getting half their ideas from us. Can you blame them?
They have to get some good ideas from somewhere.
God.
The Veterans Administration, 195. The Canadian government, 91. The Customs Department, 71. NewYorkCity.gov, 55. FEMA.gov, 52. The House, 42. House.gov. Senate.gov, 32. Treasury.gov, 32. And what was that other one we were looking at the other time? There's a lot of .govs here, man.
Yeah. The New York City one is definitely, they're looking for you. I mean, you know, they just about got you pinpointed in that Manhattan sky rise.
Right.
They're just zooming in.
We'll have to be doing this from a brothel soon, I suppose.
We're going to need a bunker. Right. A bunker in Brooklyn.
So is there really anything happening in the business office?
I'm not allowed to say. If I told you, I'd have to kill you, and you're my partner and my buddy, so that would suck. So all I can do is I can tell you this. We are in negotiations with someone who, well, let me put it this way. He could buy you, me, and everybody we know and sell us and still have money left over. And we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, right. Nothing's going on.
Well, in other words, the coffee's good.
Right now on AboveTopSecret.com.
I'll tell you what, we have got more action on AboveTopSecret.com than there is in a chicken fight in Louisiana.
Where's that some action? Serious Where action. Can I get that action again?
You can get that action at www.AboveTopSecret.com.
Wow.
That sounded pretty good, didn't it? Woo! We've got some really, really good threads cooking right now. There's one that popped up today that just always gets my attention. War is coming to U.S. soil. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Thank you very much. You know, it always makes me wonder, and I don't want to dwell on this one for too long, but because we have a lot to cover, but it always makes me wonder, you know, why are these jihadi guys, they're always talking about the war is coming to the U.S. soil. Grab your women and children and lock your doors. And, you know, it just never seems to happen. It really makes you wonder, is there somebody on this side of the big pond kind of nudging those rumors along for maybe something that's going to happen next month, you think?
Oh, come on. We're a conspiracy website. We don't need to wonder that. Just come and say it.
We've been looking for the October surprise for about a month now, and we have so many to pick from that it really is. It gets hard to, you know, hard to point your finger at the one that it could be. So it could be all
overlapping surprises.
Yeah. I mean, here's another one. UN headquarters goes on high alert after receiving terrorist threats. Film at 11. I mean, come on. What happened with that one? That was, the last time we tried to do number four. You know, that pretty much petered out, didn't it? Nothing happened.
Wasn't that the Swedish office of the
UN? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, good God. And then we have...
Wait, oh my God.
Yeah. And then we have the all-time favorite, John Lear's Moon Picks. John is back from the gold mine tonight, and he will be fiercely updating the John Lear Moon Pick threat. Because there's been some action over the weekend, and there's lots of questions that John needs to get to, and he's going to. Another hot thread we have, chemtrails brainstorm.
Oh, no. Chemtrails, my really, favorite.
That's an oxymoron, isn't it? Chemtrails and brain.
Mm. Okay.
I'll leave you with that one, buddy.
So I'm going to have a quick rundown of some of the top threads. And these, from a popularity standpoint, whether or not they're Springer's or My Favorite Threads. These are the ones getting the attention of our members based on the number of replies over the past week. And the number one, I'll get into this thread later, the number one most popular thread for the week, why there were no planes at the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
Number two, aren't you Americans extremely angry? And what do you think? That's political. Number three, school shootings, suspicious. And there's some good points brought up in the opening post by DJ Temp. Propaganda or need to know? It's a video coming in number four, a very interesting political commentary video that got quite a bit of activity. Number five, radical Baptists from Kansas say they will picket the Amish funerals in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, what
number
the
six,
hell is
why
that?
I'm sorry?
What the hell is that?
Well, come on, it's two religious sects battling it out over each other. I mean,
yeah.
The Muslims do it, so the Christians have to do it too.
I guess.
Number six, why the criticism of John Lear? I think you're going to touch on that a little bit also.
Yes.
And number seven, that Chemtrails brainstorm thread you brought up, that is in the top ten. Here's a number eight that makes me laugh. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
I guess there is something to this conspiracy theory, but I haven't really followed it. But hydrogen bombs brought down the World Trade Center. I don't know about that one. That seems to be one of the more extreme conspiracy theories. Number nine, U.S. makes blunt threat to North Korea. And that's actually a very good thread.
Yes, it is.
And number 10, another excellent thread. I wonder who started that one. Oh, look, it started by the Skeptic Overlord.
Oh, it's got to be a loser.
Secret Diebold software patch resulted in Republican victories. Yeah, that's worth a look. What do you think?
I don't know. I heard that Skeptic Overlord guy. He's a real left-wing liberal, neo-fascist, Nazi, neocon, Republican conservative.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I talk about the world being controlled by a few people, a few interbreeding families going back to the ancient world that are behind all this vast change in the Orwellian society that's...
Turned into this? Are you saying the president would have been hit by three bullets instead of two if Connolly had not have turned into that shot? And Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, says that's exactly correct, Mr. President.
This path of looking down it and finding, hey, there's a little bit more here than just accepting whatever the spin is on the news station you're watching.
And I guess I should just focus more on the whole political correctness and what's behind it issue.
I freaked out because I thought it was
fine. Yes, on the board, have we, in effect, created our own worst enemy? That is, a troll that thinks.
Only one website delivers more than 1,000 podcasts from dozens of conspiracy theorists. AboveTopSecret.com.
Your iPod will need a tinfoil case.
Relentless, I just listened to your podcast.
Above Top Secret Podcasting Review.
Well, it's been a pretty busy week podcasting on ATS, and led off by a friend of Springer. If you want to preview Dave Rabbit's excursion into Iraq, and then I'll get into the podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Dave Rabbit. The Dave Rabbit. This is a guy who, God, 35 years ago, this past January, for 21 days, pretty much hid out in a whorehouse in Saigon for the sole purpose of bringing home a little bit closer to the young 17, 18, 19-year-old American guy who found his ass in Vietnam in 1971. Dave was bringing in hardcore acid rock music, filthy language, and gut-busting laughs for the first termer in Vietnam. And, you know, that legacy kind of freaked Dave out. When he got done with it, he kind of slid out under the radar and didn't get busted, didn't get caught, court-martialed, or anything, because really he didn't do anything illegal anyway. But he kind of looked over his shoulder for about 34 years and 11 months. In the internet. One day, he was on the internet. and he sees, through a Google search, Dave Rabbit. And this leads him down a couple of paths and ultimately to AboveTopSecret.com. And the rest of it, as they say, is history. Dave picked the ball up 35 years later and went to Iraq, flew himself and his crew to Iraq, and did another show for the young men and women serving in all the armed forces in Iraq. And here you go.
Radio First Termers, Iraq.
You know, it just goes to show you that no matter what theater you're in, no matter what base you're on, no matter what year it is, or no matter what war you're fighting, some things absolutely never change. I don't think we're telling tales out of school here, Dave, to mention that we don't do this in a vacuum. We've got some friends on the ground who help us out. So, with that in mind, what the base commander used to have to say about us, we asked one of our friends to sneak into a meeting on the base earlier this week, because we've told everyone we're coming, we're doing this show, we've made no secret about it, and here's what the base commander had to say.
Captain, you're aware of the situation with this rabbit fucker coming onto my base, aren't you? Aren't you, Captain? I don't expect anything to happen on my watch, all right? If that fucker shows up here, it's your ass, and you'll be eating sand for a fucking million years. Do you hear me? You make sure you find this rabbit fucker.
Yes, sir.
This ain't fucking Saigon!
Yes, sir.
You know, he was lucky back then. He's probably a pussy, too! I don't have no pussies on my watch! Get off my base! Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Get out of here and get that fucking job done!
Yes, sir.
How's that sand taste, you fucker? Get going!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, the more things change, the more they stay the same, huh?
35 years later, he's still an asshole.
I tell you, no matter who's wearing the bird, never stops. Oh, well. What are you going to do? I tell you what we're not going to do.
That's awesome. That's just a clip from how many hours now are on the ATS podcasting feeds?
Who knows? I mean, Dave is a podcast. I think him and Adam Curry are running for the true godfather of podcasting. If you think about it, what Dave did 35 years ago in Saigon was pretty much podcasting, wasn't it?
It was sort of the precursor to the idea.
It kind of was. Definitely the spawn that created pirate radio. And if nothing else, he's just a good guy. And he truly, I mean, I spoke to this man when he was in the belly of a C-117. Let's see, that'd be 2 weeks ago this coming Wednesday on his way to Iraq. And this guy truly has a love for the young men and women who are placed in a shitty deal, doing a shitty job for the right reasons. And God bless him. Here's the Dave Rabbit salute.
Awesome. Also this week, we saw the return, the much anticipated return, of the Zed Show.
Sarah, what does your daddy do?
My daddy drives big trucks all across the country.
Timmy, what does your daddy do?
My daddy works for the bank and gets the cow money all day long.
Billy, what does your daddy do?
My daddy waits for the day when the elder gods will rise from the wastes of Morthok Thulu to his former glory. On the seventh day of the seventh month, at the seventh hour, the seven followers of Abraxas will throw the chosen into a pit of madness to begin the ritual that will darkness for 1,000 years.
And Adam, what does your daddy do?
Stays the f*** away from his daddy, that's for damn sure.
Oh, that's genius. God, that's good.
This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, Bizarros, to our second show. Our program focuses on the crazy and sometimes insanely funny events that unfold on our planet Earth. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your pilot as we explore these marvels of mysterious mischiefs. All reports and facts you hear have been certified to be 100% genuine and true.
Bizarro Holidays.
October's monthly observances include Adopt a Shelter Dog Month, Celebrate Sun-Dried Tomatoes Month, Go Hog Wild and Eat a Country Ham Month, National Caramel and National Chili Month. Weekly observances for the first week of October include the National Carry a Tune Week.
So that's Johnny Anonymous with his second ever podcast on ATS.
We've got to ban that guy.
He's too,
we've
got to
ban. Why haven't we banned that guy yet? He's too good.
He's very good. I'm
embarrassed. Hey, Johnny, your number's up, baby. We're coming after you.
That's right. We'll have no more of that.
Oh, he's good.
Now, a big surprise, another virgin podcaster this week.
No way.
Would you believe Semper Fortis?
No.
Yes. And I got to say, you know, I like Semper. He's been on the political side, but he's been a good quality contributing member for a while.
Yes.
But I have to say, this podcast sounds as if we had Mr. Rogers do a political show.
Welcome, everyone, to the Semper Fortis First Podcast, brought to you courtesy of blowtopsecret.com podcast. Just want to say for a second, this is my first podcast, so I want to thank everybody that's ever posted with me and ever debated with me. It's been incredibly enjoyable, and I look forward to years more.
Neighborhood. Now, he gets into a little poetry coming up next, and I believe this is a selection from Keats.
Let me not see the patriot's high bequest, great liberty, how great in plain attire, with the base purple of a court oppressed, bowing her head and ready to expire. But let me see thee stoop from heaven on wings that fill the skies with silver glitterings, and as in sparkling majesty a star gilds the bright summit of some gloomy cloud, brightening the half-veiled face of heaven afar, so in dark thoughts my boding spirit shroud. Sweet hope, celestial influence around me shed, waving thy silver pinions o'er my head. That says a lot.
Okay, here we are. That was good.
Our country is coming to some crossroads. There's a lot of hate out there. And you know, a lot of times the hate seems to be justified, or people tend to justify it, or attempt to justify it, when really hate is just hate. A lot of hate for President Bush. A lot of hate for the war. And yet, when has the world ever not known war? And when have we stopped? When did we stop?
So I was a little concerned with the beginning. But then once he got into reading some Keats and commentary on the antagonistic political environment, I thought it was pretty good.
That was really good. He had that Mr. Rogers thing going in the beginning, but he got into it, man. He pulled it out. Yeah. And you know, we all know when you do your first podcast, even though it's just you, the computer, and a microphone and a pair of headphones in a room or a bunker or whatever your personal deal is or environment, it's a little nerve-wracking.
It certainly is.
And I agree with you. I think you pulled it out really well. I mean, that was good.
Okay, those were the podcasts for this past week. A lot of new activity, and we look forward to seeing some new podcasting coming up in the following week.
Keep jamming.
Hello,
people.
I'm James, and I'm wandering around all the podcasts in this area to ask the nice people who live in them if I can stick a poster up in their window advertising a new UK-based podcast. It's called The North-South Divide, and it's jammed to the gunnels with a bunch of comedy sketches and jokes made up by a northern bloke called Trev and a southern bloke called me. Go on, give yourself a bit of a laugh. It doesn't cost anything, and every time the podcast is downloaded, my brother's mate Dave will donate a custard cream biscuit to a deserving cause. You can find out more by going to visit our homepage thing, thenorthsouthdivide.blogspot.com, or find us in brickcaster.com, iTunes, or in the yellow pages under Llama Disinfectants. The North South Divide, foolish japery for a discerning internet.
Springer.
And that's a scary place to be, but here we are. Are you ready? You got your seatbelts on? This one could get a little bumpy. John Lear, special treatment? Hell no. And let me be very, very clear about this. John Lear, to some, is a celebrity, to some is the bane of their existence, and to yet another group is an interesting guy who's led an interesting life that is more than happy and more than willing to share his experiences, beliefs, and opinions with anybody that wants to read them. What a concept. You get to read it or don't read it. In either case, John Lear has come to ATS, and our members continually ask him for whatever motivation they personally have is their business. But the membership keeps asking John, John, what do you think about this? Or John, what do you think about that? And John comes back and spews what he thinks about this or that.
Oh boy, does he.
Man, but he does. You know what? For all the crap that I've caught over this, and God bless him, for all the crap that John's caught over this, the guy absolutely keeps his cool. You're never going to get to him. And why are you bothering? Again, I can't emphasize enough that when I read personal attacks against this guy, my first thought is, boo-hoo, you wish you were him. And that's got to be the most insulting thing I could ever say to anybody that would personally attack the guy. Because if you hate him bad enough to personally attack him, you sure as hell wouldn't want to be him, would you? Think about that one for a minute. So enough with all that. The point of it is that John is a experienced gentleman, is a good way to put it. And he's been around the block. He's met lots of interesting people. And, you know, he knows what he knows, and he thinks what he thinks. And
that's
he's sharing
sure.
that with us. Yeah, he does. He does. The bottom line here is, you know, the guy gets no special treatment. And I defy anyone to show an example of special treatment. But I will give the same offer to any person that comes on AboveTopSecret.com. If our membership asks you what you think or what your beliefs are on any subject, you will have the same vigilant defense from me, from Skeptic Overlord, from Simon Gray, or from William Wensack that John Lear enjoys in answering our membership's questions. Now then, moving right along, we've got a great thread, and it's called John Lear's Moon Picks. Check it out. Seriously. I really do want everybody to know that you know, his quote-unquote celebrity status means nothing. He's an interesting, nice guy. He's polite, and that's all we're asking. You know, you can criticize John's perspectives and point of view, but do so in a polite and non-acidic and friendly fashion. That's it.
I have a question.
You have no problems with me if you do that.
I have a question. How many shares in his gold mine do you have?
Huh?
How many shares in his gold mine do you have?
Yeah, right.
That's
seriously, that's about it, though. I mean, you know, I just really do want to make it clear that there's no special treatment. Period, the end. That's it.
The airplane struck the towers high above the ground. But down in the lobby of the North Tower, marble facing flew off the walls, the windows shattered, all the glass blown out.
Right away, a guy from the Port Authority told him the damage was somewhere above the 78th floor. But all you had to do was look around. It was obvious. Something had happened right there in the lobby.
You just saw that all the windows were blown out. The lobby looked like the plane hit the lobby.
It was a huge explosion that came from under my feet, meaning that it came from the sublevels between B2 and B3. The one at the basement was pretty loud, and you felt your actual feet moving with the floor. The tremor that is sent through the floors, that the walls cracked and the false ceiling totally collapsed. And that's when a person named Felipe David came running into our office saying, explosion, explosion, explosion. And when I saw him, he has all his skin pulled from under his armpits and missing pieces on his face.
Yeah, so that's a clip, audio clip, from the new video, 9/11 Mysteries, from someone known as Small Storm. And it's been a welcome breath of fresh conspiracy air on ATS. Now, as many of you have probably figured out by now, where there are some general intersections between the topics that Springer and I split up between ourselves. But generally, you've probably noticed that he tends to focus on those wacko UFO nutters.
Guys are wacko, huh? Woo!
I zero in on the more logical and sane conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah. Alex Jones, baby.
Anyway, seriously, this new video is an excellent production and passes all the important tests of would you show this to anyone, even your parents? While many of the previous efforts that we've seen at Flash animations and videos have gone far down the road of embracing wild theories and questionable speculation, this one does an admirable job of clearly pointing out the outstanding questions, discrepancies, and outright jaw-dropping holy shit items. Personally, because of this video, many of my opinions about the details related to the World Trade Center collapse have changed. Right. Some of you are saying, it's about freaking time, Mr. Overlord. Or maybe I should say it's about fracking time, if I'm talking with Springer, right? For the Battlestar fans out there? Well, the fortunate reality is that I don't have... The unfortunate reality, I should say, is that I don't have nearly the time I'd like to spend in order to pay serious attention to a lot of these conspiracy research items that appear on ATS. After all, my job is to keep the most popular conspiracy theory discussion board up and running, and you probably would rather I focus on that first. Anyway, I now feel strongly that some level of prep work went into preparing the World Trade Center for the collapse. This most likely happened during the weekend prior to 9/11, where we now have a lot of corroborating information that there were a lot of downtime throughout the building, power down, security systems off. And the prep work involved likely a few key charges at important points throughout the building. But I don't think that holograms flew into the buildings, okay?
Why not?
This...
Possible.
I don't know. You've been talking to John Lear too much.
Who?
This theory is one of the more frustrating 9/11 ideas that crop up from time to time in ATS. And this isn't the first time it's been ATS. And tends to gain a small support from a small circle of members convinced that some super special technology exists that can create holograms that have radar profiles, cast shadows, make noise, and reflect sunlight.
Yeah.
The rationale for these ideas like this range from "it could happen" to "I got this from excellent sources, someone who is in a position to know someone who had a conversation with someone who once worked in the light emitter for a black project codenamed Blue Sky."
And he shined that guy's shoes.
Yeah, right. wait, no, that's getting into your territory now, isn't it?
Well, you know what? All I have to say about that is, so.
I know we need to keep our minds open for improbable explanations of inexplicable events and unravel the threads that surround these conspiracies, but please, let's work hard to remain in the realm of plausibility and out of the realm of science fiction. How's that sound?
Your favorite podcast of covert operatives.
It looks like we're going to hit our target. We're now at 40 minutes of program time.
Amazing.
Just for the people who might be wondering why I said that, we're trying to target 45 minutes rather than, where have we been before, like 56 minutes?
Oh, my God.
Minutes? Just endless ramble.
Yeah, hours and hours with nothing recorded and an hour with something. I mean, we've been everywhere. We are wide open. We are the brave new world. We are ATS, AboveTopSecret.com podcast.
And it's Simon's birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, but wait.
I'm waiting.
It's not his birthday anymore over there.
No. I was going to say something, but I just didn't have the heart to do it. It was yesterday.
It was yesterday?
You know, I think that both of our little personal segments there touched on something really good. And it's the beauty of AboveTopSecret.com that, you know, everybody's welcome. All ideas are welcome. But let's really do try to stick with the at least slightly possible. But as long as you're within that realm, bring it on. And let's discuss it in a friendly, logical, ethical, and polite, civil manner. Where else can you get that?
And holograms, too.
And holograms, too. I mean, bring your holograms. Bring your unwashed. Bring your unfettered to our shores.
No more holograms.
But seriously, though, I mean, there just isn't another website on the internet that you can do that and not, you know, get your hat handed to you in a disgusting way. It's great.
I guess I'll have to agree with you that it is a lot of fun. It's been a blast these past few years.
Yes.
You know, being at the top of the food chain, so to speak, looking down and seeing all my minions. Oh, wait, no. That's never going to happen.
Oh, we're going to have a good week this week. I can see it already.
So I do believe we possibly have a number 4 in the can.
God, is it possible? I won't believe it until I download it and hear it off the site.
Yeah, what's going to happen is only my voice will show up, and it'll just be, you know, incredible.
Well, that could be a good thing.
That would be our best podcast ever if that happened.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think that's going to do it. Why don't you send us off with a big kiss, Mr. Springer?
It is August 8th. This was number 4, and we really, really, really need a whole lot of posts this week because the world needs your intelligence. Deny ignorance, keep rocking, and keep jamming. Springer and Skeptic Overlord out.
This has been an official podcast from the world's largest conspiracy theory and alternative topics discussion board at AboveTopSecret.com. Had there been an actual conspiracy emergency, you would have been instructed on where to go, who to tell, what to say, and how to function in your daily life without dreaded feelings of overwhelming paranoia. For more podcasts and the best conspiracy discussion, deny ignorance and visit AboveTopSecret.com.
Honey, get the freeze-dried food and bottled water. We're heading to the bunker.
Aw, Dad, not again.